Current State on 90.5 WKAR, water attracted early settlers to Detroit, and water fueled its growth. Now it's an important asset to the city's recovery. Today, Current State continues to explore Detroit's waterfront challenges and opportunities in our series, Detroit's Water Renaissance. So far, we've looked at daylighting streams and rebuilding shorelines. Today, we explore the Detroit River's fishing industry. Detroit's known for a lot of things, but one of the most surprising is walleye fishing. Starting in the early spring, intrepid sportsmen descend on the Detroit River in pursuit of trophy-size walleye that are there to spawn. Current State contributor Judy Smelser takes us fishing on the river with expert guide Lance Valentine.
You ready?
Yep.
If you build a perfect walleye habitat, I think you'd have a hard time beating the Detroit River.
Lance should know. He's been an expert walleye angler for more than 15 years.
And what I want you to do is when you lift the rod, is let line out, then grab the line at the top. Because it's a major spawning ground for Lake Erie, because it is so diverse in the locations that fish can live, because there's so much bait, because the water is so clean and constantly flowing, it just creates a perfect habitat, not just for walleyes, for every game fish.
It's a very distinct thump when it hits the bottom.
The Detroit River, Lake St. Clair, and the St. Clair River are known as the connecting waters because they link Lake Erie to Lake Huron. They're also part of the Lake Erie sport fishery, known as one of the best places in the world to catch walleye. It's the largest fishery in the Great Lakes and supports a $1 billion sport fishing industry. Michigan's portion of this rather large pie translates to millions of dollars.
It's amazing what this river has done for my business and my family.
Lance Valentine has a much more personal view of this lucrative situation. His business, Walleye 101, is designed around the needs of walleye anglers. It includes educational charters, seminars, DVDs, and a walleye pro shop that sells specialized tackle.
Look at that! Ah!
Oh, so there,
yay!
You're officially a genius.
I think so.
The walleye fishing in the Detroit River was really the genesis of how everything has kind of exploded for us, because people wanted to learn how to fish it, and we were able to help them. So the Detroit River is a pretty special place for me. It's a large part of my income because of all the things we do.
Similar stories can be found throughout the area, because walleye anglers need everything from gas and bait to food and lodging. Mike Bobion is the owner of Libra Marina, a 100-slip marina in Wyandotte, just southwest of Detroit. He can point directly to walleye fishing season for the uptick in his business over the last 10 years.
It's increased our season, and when it starts, our normal season really doesn't even begin till like June and runs till October, so it's extended my season by 2 months.
But things weren't always this robust. In the early 70s, fishing in the Detroit River nearly ground to a halt due to the extreme amount of pollutants being dumped in the water. Cleanup efforts began toward the end of the decade, and by the late 80s, walleye fishing rebounded. Recently, concern has been expressed about the declining population of walleye in the lake. According to the Lake Erie Committee's 2013 annual report, the estimate of the total number of walleye in Lake Erie has declined by about 7 million in the last year. Some fingers have been pointed at the anglers, but it turns out they're not the problem. For other species of fish, say salmon for example, the amount of spawning females has a direct relationship to the amount of young produced. According to Mike Thomas, a fisheries biologist from the Michigan Department of Natural Resources, those factors don't apply to walleye.
The driving factors are environmental conditions, and when you have just the right conditions, even a relatively low number of adults are going to produce enough eggs that you can have a really successful year class produced.
So if the harvesting of spawning fish is not an issue for walleye populations, what is causing this downward trend in abundance? Mike Thomas explains.
The situation in Lake Western Basin and Lake Erie is that we see big harmful algae blooms coming back over the last 5 to 10 years, resembling some of the algae blooms that were seen back in the 70s. There's some suspicion that it could be contributing to a trend of what would look to be lower levels of spawning success for walleyes in the Western Basin and Lake Erie.
John Hartick has seen this situation firsthand. He is the refuge manager for the Detroit River International Wildlife Refuge, which encompasses 48 miles of shoreline, including the lower Detroit River and the western shoreline of Lake Erie.
algal blooms have come back and come back with a vengeance. And so here we've spent billions and billions of dollars on controlling phosphorus from municipalities and industries, and what's going on? And it's the runoff off the land that's the big source of the phosphorus now.
The algae blooms seen in the 60s and 70s were a result of point source pollution. This means you could identify a specific source, like a water treatment plant, for the pollutant. The algae blooms we see now are a result of non-point source pollution. This means pollution comes from many diffuse sources, like agricultural runoff. Now, algae blooms are only one part of this ecological threat to walleye. The other is invasive species. Again, Mike Thomas.
The zebra mussels and quagga mussels are also thought to, in Lake Erie's case, to be contributing to some extent to these harmful algae blooms as well.
John Hartig characterizes these threats in a more system-wide manner.
Something is awry in one component of the ecosystem, it's going to show up in others.
Identifying the problem is one thing, but solving it is another. John Hartig says the effort to address these concerns is well underway.
Because we have people working these issues, you know, I'm optimistic that we can sustain a high-quality fishery over time, but we can't lose our sense of urgency.
It seems this sense of urgency is shared by parts of the angling community. Lance Valentine, owner of Walleye 101, believes that education and engagement are the key.
So the more people we can get to fall in love with this river, I think the better it is for everybody involved, from the fishermen to the business people to the river itself. It's the loudest voice sometimes that wins, so we need to be united as anglers. If you care about this fishery, you need to do something to be part of it.
That's a small walleye. For Current State and Great Lakes Echo, I'm Judy Smelser.
This story was produced by WKAR's Current State and Great Lakes Echo with support from the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative. We continue our series next Tuesday by looking at the impact of Detroit's industrial past on the Rouge River.